It was still and quiet in the big forest. It was winter, and all the little animals were curled up snug and warm in their homes under the ground. The little fir tree grew in the middle of the forest, surrounded by lots of other fir trees. Most of them were older and bigger than he was, and usually ignored him. The tree standing next to him was the oldest tree in the whole forest, and although he could be rather grumpy at times, now and again he would talk to the lonely little fir tree and tell him stories of long ago when the forest was new. This particular winter day, however, he didn't want to talk much, and the little fir tree was feeling even more lonely than usual. He sighed and looked around him. It was very cold, and the sky was a dirty grey colour. "Oh, I wish it would snow," he thought to himself. And as if by magic, at that very moment, a tiny snowflake settled on his topmost branch. It was quickly followed by another, and then another. The little fir tree knew that the older trees didn't like the snow very much. They grumbled and they said it weighed their branches down. But the little fir tree was young and strong, and he loved the soft white snow. As he watched the snowflakes spinning down, he heard a rumble of a lorry away in the distance, and at the same time, a tiny sparrow flew overhead. "The men are coming! The men are coming!" he chirped anxiously, and then he flew quickly away. The little fir tree looked around. "What does he mean?" he asked the old tree standing next to him. "Ah," mumbled the old tree, "it happens every few years." "What happens?" asked the little fir tree. The old tree shook the snow from his branches. "In the middle of December, the men come into the forest and cut down lots of fir trees. They take them away to the big towns where people buy them and take them inside their homes."
"Inside their homes?" squeaked the little fir tree. "Whatever for?"
"I'm not too sure," replied the old tree. "When they get the trees inside, they hang lights and all sorts of coloured things on their branches. Then a couple of weeks later, they take them all off again and throw the trees outside to die. An old blackbird told me the story. He lived in the town and had seen it happen, so I know it's true."
"Goodness, whatever are we to do?" cried the little fir tree. "I don't want to go. I don't want you to go either."
"Oh, there's no chance of them choosing me. I'm much too big and old," the other tree replied. "And if I hold my branches across you, they won't even see you down there." The sound of the lorry was getting louder, and before too long the little fir tree saw the men walking along the path. The back of the lorry was full of trees that had already been chosen. The little fir tree kept very still and quiet and leaned close to his friend. The men's voices grew louder, and suddenly he felt a big hand on his trunk and heard a shout.
"Here's a lovely one, Joe. I almost missed him hiding beneath the branches of this big old granddad of a tree. Just look at this. He's a beautiful little tree. I think perhaps I'll keep this one for myself. Mind how you dig him up now."
The little fir tree shivered and shook, and he felt his roots being lifted from the ground. Before he had a chance to say goodbye to the big old tree, he was lifted into the lorry. He didn't remember much about what happened next. He was too frightened to even think about what was going on. The next thing he knew was that the lorry had stopped, and he was lifted out and laid down in a garden. A little boy and girl came running out to look at him. They filled a big tub with earth and stood the little fir tree in it. Then they carried him inside. The little fir tree had stopped shivering by now and was very interested in all that was happening to him. It was nice to feel his roots in some soft earth again. So it was true, he thought. It's all happening just as the blackbird said. He was carried into a large room and put down in a corner. He watched as the children came in. They opened lots of boxes and took out all sorts of exciting things. They hung brightly coloured tinsel around him. They wound fairy lights among his branches. And finally, a big silver star was placed right on top of his topmost branch. The children clapped their hands and squealed with delight. And the little fir tree felt quite excited. He stood in the big room all through Christmas, and he felt very grand. People kept coming in and saying how lovely he looked, and he really enjoyed watching the children opening their Christmas presents and playing with their new toys. He certainly didn't feel lonely anymore. In fact, he was having a wonderful time. One morning, however, the children came into the room and started removing all his decorations. Even his beautiful silver star was taken off and put back into the box. Oh, dear, I suppose this is the end, he thought sadly. I've enjoyed myself so much, but I expect I'm to be thrown outside now and left to die. And he gave a big sigh. But things didn't turn out quite as he expected. He was taken outside, but instead of being thrown away, the children had dug a deep hole in the earth and planted him in the garden. There, they said, as they patted the earth down around him. He can stay here for the rest of the year, and we can dig him up again and bring him indoors every Christmas from now on. The little fir tree could hardly believe it. I'm not going to die after all, he thought happily. I can live here in the garden and make friends with all the animals and the birds. And I will be taken indoors again each Christmas and have my lovely decorations put on again. I shall never be lonely again. What a lucky little fir tree I am! And he wriggled his roots around the soft earth until he was comfortable and went fast asleep.